I don't know what I was expecting when I went to see it, but sitting there with all the national press here in London, you began to realise very soon into the film that everybody was liking it very much and that they knew nothing about it. This one perhaps is a bit more for the men rather than for the ladies, but it's about baseball, of which I know very little, but that didn't seem to matter. Spike Kirk. And it's about a young man from the Dominican Republic, and the first part of the film was made there. And he's one of many. In fact, the statistic I read was that after American-born, men from the Dominican Republic constitute the biggest number of baseball players in the United States.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it has a sense of realism, and they do these camps, and they train from the age of 16, all with the great dream of going to the United States, getting a good job, and sending the money back to their family. And eventually, this man, whose nickname is Sugar, his real name is Miguel, he does get to the United States, and the film doesn't follow the anticipated pattern.
Welcome to America, son.
Todos los peloteros aquí son buenos.
Thank you for blessing us with our new guest.
And I think that's, we liked it even much more for that. It subverts a bit of the American dream in a nice kind of way.
So you're saying he doesn't soar into fame and
he doesn't
success.
Soar into fame, and he's able to accept this. It's a bit of, there are difficulties along the way, but the point they're making in the film is if you do what you're good at and things that you like, and his father trained him to be a carpenter, you don't have to be president. You don't have to be in the major league in order to have a happy life.
You started dropping your arm in the third. I think that was the problem.
Well, you played with your emotions, and your emotions got the best of you. Well, I'd like to see you.
I must say, I found, yeah, subversive's the word, because you're expecting everything to be just wonderful with the American dream. But I think I realised then there are some alternate dreams and much more modest and realistic dreams which are well worthwhile.
I was reading actually a review in Time Out that described it also as an essay on the heartlessness of commercialism and its rampant exploitation of developing populations.
That sounds like Time Out, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? would you agree with that at all?
I suppose if you were writing an academic essay on it, you would perhaps move along those lines. I thought that the commercial world, at least the characters in the film, were a bit more sympathetic to Sugar's plight. And while they did want to get the best, and certainly were very demanding, I think there was some kind of understanding. So I'm not sure that it was actually showing that kind of exploitative side, although, of course, I suppose that's the reality, isn't it? Cutthroat world, of course. But, yes, a bit of both. I'd temper the Time Out sentence.
For American League, Sugar Santos!